ராமாய ராமபத்ராய ராமச்சந்திராய வேதசே ரகுநாதாய நாதாய சீதாய பதியே நமஹ. கிஷ்கிந்தா காண்ட் சாப்டர் நம்பர் 4. ராம அண்ட் லக்ஷ்மணர் மீட் சுக்ரீவா. The recitation begins now. The sweet words fell upon the ears of Hanuman, and great was his joy as he said to himself, "Here is the likeliest person who can help us accomplish our ends. My lord Sugriva will come back unto his own, and at no distant date, thanks to the mighty one who is to be his ally." Next he turned to Rama and spoke with reverent humility, "Oh, noble sir, what led your steps here and your brothers to this frightful forest that line the banks of Pampa? See not that it is the haunt of wild beasts and fierce?" To which Lakshmana was ordered to reply by his brother, and he said, "There was a king by the name Dasharatha, most glorious ever centered in Dharma, and the righteous ruler of all castes and honors. No foe had he, and he hated none. He waxed in fame even as Brahma, the creator of all beings. Agnishthomas did he perform again and again, and other yagas, even as the Vedas laid it down. This mighty prince is his firstborn, and Rama is he named. The sure refuge and support of all beings, his father's word is a law unto him. This valiant hero is the noblest of the sons of Dasharatha, and adorned with royal perfections and excellences. He was ordered to abide for a while in the woods and came here with me. His beloved wife Sita, so named, did not turn her back upon him on the dark day of adversity, but would follow him with matchless love and devotion. Even as the blinding glory of the sun abandons him not at sunset. This, my brother, is endowed with boundless spiritual effulgence, for he keeps his senses under stern control. I came after him into the world, but I am his willing slave, ever attracted to his side by his countless perfections. Nay, I am his slave even without those. Yet his greatness has made my position pleasant and permanent. I am thrice blessed in that it is given me to serve him everywhere, ever and on all occasions. But that service too is rendered with no selfish motive. It is only to find favor in his eyes. His heart is so noble that he magnifies a millionfold the slightest act of help from another. Lakshmana am I named, which means one who is blessed with the right to serve the Lord. Fashioned to enjoy every comfort, every luxury, every pleasure, yet his heart is ever centered upon the welfare of all beings. He abode in his forest home and had put away all rank, power and wealth. One day a wicked wretch of a Rakshasa made away with his wife when we were absent from the cottage. We know him not. A daitya of the line of Danu, who was cursed with the Rakshasa form, let us know before he ascended to Swarga that your king Sugriva is aware of the lair of that Rakshasa. Here you know everything about us. I believe I have answered your questions. Rama and I take refuge in the kindness of Sugriva. My brother has given away countless wealth to others and has earned peerless fame thereby. The lord of the worlds, yet he would place himself under the protection of Sugriva. His father was the shield and spear of all beings and was ever wedded to right. And his son Rama has in him the might to rule the worlds. Yet such a one takes refuge with Sugriva. The infinite worlds rest under the shadow of his arm. But now my brother requests the help of Sugriva. Till now, countless millions basked in the sunshine of his favor and rejoiced in the fulfillment of their heart's desires. Now he sues for the favor of Sugriva, one of the millions, and not of the very high order therein. The rulers of the earth were covered with honors by the Emperor Dasharatha. His eldest born, this mighty one, has sent his glory before him to the end of the worlds. Yet he petitions for the grace of a monkey whose name and fame are bounded by the woods in which he lives. He is in the mighty grip of grief and he is not the master of himself. It behooves your king, Sugriva, to extend his grace to one who takes shelter of him. Thus speak in humble and pitiful accents Lakshmana, whose heart was wrung with the sight of his brother's grief while tears welled from his eyes. Hanuman hastened to render meet reply. Sugriva ought to secure at any cost the friendship and alliance of such as you, seeing that you are endowed with mighty intellects and have mastered your anger and rebellious senses. Your visit here is doubtless productive of inconceivable benefit to him. He is now at enmity with Vali and has been driven from his kingdom to dwell in these woods. That wicked one has cheated him of his rights and taken away his wife by force. Sugriva and we, his friends, would spare no means to restore Sita to your brother. Having delivered himself thus skillfully and pleasantly, he invited them to accompany him to the abode of Sugriva. Lakshmana honored him duly and said to Rama, "His words ring true. He speaks so joyfully. Here is Sugriva, who will do his best to further your ends. Hence I ween that our quest ends successfully. I see joy and candor reflected in his face as he was speaking, and his actions are clear and sincere. I am sure that this valiant hero, the son of Vayu, utters no lie." Then Hanuman resumed his original form and carried the princes on his shoulders to where Sugriva abode. He covered himself with deathless fame in that he secured the grace of the Lord of the Devas. Albeit endowed with intellect and power to make Sugriva obey his will, Marathi rejoiced as his hopes and wishes were fulfilled and proceeded to ascend the steep sides of Mount Rishimukha. Mangalam Kushlendraya Mahaniya Gunabdiye Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.